Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this? Or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." So far, sermon text. May be seated. In Christ Jesus, whose name is Wondrous Love, dear fellow redeemed, Jesus is a king. There's no doubt about it. Almost from the very beginning of Jesus being here on this earth, he was called a king. Remember the wise men who came from the east, followed the star, got to Jerusalem, they came to Herod's palace, and the question was, "Where is he who's been born king of the Jews?" they asked. Remember when Nathanael was called by Jesus to be his apostle, disciple? What did he confess? He said, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." This morning we're celebrating Palm Sunday, the day Jesus rode in that parade into Jerusalem and was welcomed and received by the people as king. They spread their garments and the palm branches on the ground and in the air and said, "Hosanna to the Son of David, the King of Israel." And there's other places in the Gospels that talk about Jesus being king. On Good Friday, the term king was used again and again. The Jewish leaders accused Jesus of being king. Pontius Pilate asked him whether he were a king. And Jesus, clear acknowledge, did not sidestep, didn't refute it, clearly said, "I am a king." And in that blessed answer, we see his wondrous love for us sinners. We continue our sermon series this morning on names of wondrous love of our Savior with the name King. And our first point is the King they wanted. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. That was the sign that Pontius Pilate nailed on the cross that Jesus was hanging on. And that infuriated the Jewish leaders. I mean, I'm very upset. They came to Pilate and said, "Don't write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews." It wasn't that the Jewish people didn't want a king. They dearly were looking for a king. These Jewish leaders wanted a king that would come to them and pat them on the back for being such holy people. A king who would praise them for their self-righteous plans of building a stairway to heaven by their keeping of God's laws and the laws they added to it. A king would come and set them free from Roman oppression. And when Jesus came and didn't do that, they rejected him. And then when Jesus called them whited sepulchres and hypocrites and poisonous vipers, that was the last straw. He needed to go. And so we see how ironic on Good Friday, these Jewish leaders refused to enter this Roman governor's palace, Pontius Pilate, because they wanted to defile themselves. And yet they were calling for the murder of a king who was innocent. "We have no king but Caesar," they said to Pilate. How hypocritical was that? They hated Caesar. They were looking for a Messiah king who would pry Rome's boots off their necks. A king who would come and with an army destroy that Roman army and set up a kingdom much like David's that would rule in Jerusalem over a vast area of land forever. Their idea of a king was not what Jesus was. Jesus came and said, pay your taxes. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. And that didn't make him happy. Then when Jesus said, my kingdom is a spiritual one, and in my kingdom there will be both Jews and Gentiles who are invited and will come into my kingdom, that was not what they wanted at all. That was way too much. And so these unbelieving Jewish leaders plugged their fingers in their ears, refused to listen to Jesus, and brought this would-be king to Pilate to be executed. But what about the Jewish people? What kind of king did they think Jesus was? Well, when Jesus fed the 5,000 men, not counting women and children, with a few loaves of bread and some fish, they knew what kind of king they wanted. They wanted a king that could be their social security, a kind of king that could provide for all of their physical needs as well as all of their earthly desires. They couldn't get beyond seeing the earthly miracle and not understanding the spiritual meaning behind it. And so most of the people didn't see Jesus as being the bread of life for hungry sinners. So this morning, today, and this Palm Sunday, we need to ask ourselves, what kind of king do we want Jesus to be? Of course, we want our king to watch over us, take care of us here on this earth. We want our king who provides our daily bread and protects our daily breath. We ask for that in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, meaning our daily bread and all that that entails. And our king does. He wisely measures out and he graciously provides and supplies all that we need. But we have to admit it, that there are times that we want our king to do far more than that. We want a king that keeps all problems, all pains, all sorrows, all suffering, all worries, all trials, all hard decisions from us. Forgetting that he knows what's best for us, don't we expect from our king days of sunshine and blue skies and smooth roads every day? And when our life is not that way, how do we often respond? When illness strikes, when family and friends disappoint, when earthly goods dissolve, when our plans fail, when our dreams vanish, do we sometimes wonder, is this the king we want? Or even worse, we sometimes doubt our king's wondrous love for us. That leads us to our second point, the king we need. We pray, Jesus, forgive us for the times when we've doubted his wondrous love. Forgive us for the times when we complained about his rule over us because it didn't go the way we wanted to go. We pray the Holy Spirit lead us time and time again to see the kind of king that we truly need. What kind of king is that? Listen to Jesus' words to Pilate. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Earthly rulers could map out the extent of their kingdom. They could always extend it. They had soldiers and armies to keep the people under control and to protect them. They levied taxes to pay for himself, for his kingdom. Pontius Pilate knew that. He was in one of the most powerful kingdoms of the world at that time. But Jesus is saying to them, I have a kingdom that is far better and comes from a place that is far better. So Jesus said, "You say rightly that I'm a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is the truth hears my voice." Jesus spoke those words to Pilate as an invitation to Pilate to learn what his kingdom is all about. It's based on truth. But those words also are spoken to you and to me this morning. It's an invitation from Jesus, because above all else, he wants you and me to be his citizens in his kingdom, subjects under his rule. And so in those words that Jesus spoke to Pilate, he's saying to you and me, "I am your king. I don't want your land, your goods, your money. I don't want your sweat. I want your heart. I want to rule over your hearts with my love. I came to earth to pay for your sins with my shed blood, to make you mine, not by royal pomp and power, but with the simple truths of salvation found in my word. Through the power of my gospel, I want to live in you, and I want you to live for me. Finally, I want you to be with me in heaven." This wonderful truth, this blessed truth, that all who believe in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life, I only brought to earth to offer it to you. I give it to you through my perfect life of obedience, through my sacrificial death on the cross, and my victorious resurrection from the grave. And when you have this truth in your heart, you have it all. "Are you a king then?" Pilate asked Jesus, and Pilate said those wonderful words. Or Jesus said those wonderful words to Pilate. Unfortunately, Pilate didn't listen. He didn't fall down before Jesus, humbly acknowledging him and praising him as his king, professing his faith. Instead, he commanded that this man be crucified on the cross. Thank God that you and I know better, that Jesus is the king that we really, really need. Thank God that this Lenten season, again, we can sing, "Crown him the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his wondering eye at mysteries so bright." Thank God you and I can lift up our hearts of faith and look at Jesus and say to him in wondering love, "Jesus, he is my king." And our king has still more for us. Look where he's promised to take us. He promised to take us to a kingdom above where there is no suffering, no sin, no sorrow, no death. There he has perfect care waiting for us as his subjects, and perfect peace of our hearts waiting for us as his soldiers. In that heavenly home, we'll raise our voices with all the saints who have gone before us. That wonderful song of praise that the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy, "Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." May our Heavenly Father keep our eyes of faith focused on our King of love until we're all gathered together in heaven above. Amen. The peace of God passes all understanding. We'll keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our King. Amen.